Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Former First Lady Barbara Bush has died. We've got the story.
One person dead after a shooting in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The Kansas governor signs a school funding bill, but calls on lawmakers to fix an accounting error.
I'm Rodney Price. The mother of Andrew Finch spoke in front of the Wichita City Council yesterday.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday we got to 86 in Wichita. It's not going to be nearly that warm today. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Crews battled a building fire early this morning in Park City. It happened in the 300 block of West 53rd Street around 1 a.m. Fire started at a business, quickly spread to the dry grass around the area. Here's Sedgwick County Fire Division Chief Brian Ellis.
We actually had such heavy fire involvement. It caught two of the semi-trailers on fire, plus all the trees back behind. So we were trying to gain access with our trucks and then also just trying to battle the wind.
High winds were a major concern. Crews remained on the scene for hours to make sure no further fires flared up. That's on 53rd Street North, Park City. Social media reacts to the passing of former First Lady Barbara Bush.
Americans remembering the life and legacy of former First Lady Barbara Bush. President Trump tweeting a statement saying she will be long remembered for her strong devotion to country and family. Former governor of Florida and son Jeb Bush taking to Facebook to say he is exceptionally privileged to be the son of the exceptionally gracious, gregarious, fun, funny, loving, tough, smart, graceful woman who was the force of nature known as Barbara Bush. House Speaker Paul Ryan extending condolences, tweeting in part, she so loved her family and our country. She led both with clarity and character. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi calling it a sad night for America, saying everyone who knew Mrs. Bush saw her immense love for and pride in her family. Barbara Bush was 92 years old. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
One person has died in a shooting at a residence in South Wichita, 2600 block of South Sales. A police spokesman says officers found a 30 to 40-year-old man pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators are working to determine if the man's death is suspicious. It was reported that officers were familiar with the residents from previous calls to that address. Not known if there was anyone else inside the home at the time of the incident.
A Wichita man has been bound over for trial in the death of a young boy. Stephen Bodine is accused of killing 3-year-old Evan Brewer. The child's body was found encased in concrete in the home he lived in with the boy's mother. Miranda Miller was on the witness stand again yesterday morning, sharing more details about the boy's death and why it took so long for her to agree to testify against her former boyfriend.
When your attorney comes to you and says, do you want to testify against Stephen Bodine, apparently several times by your testimony, why didn't you say, yeah, I'm ready to do that?
Because I was scared.
Of what?
Of Stephen.
The judge ruled there is enough evidence for Bodine to be bound over for a jury trial, which was set for May 21st. Bodine is charged with 2 counts of first-degree felony murder, 2 counts of aggravated kidnapping, 1 count of child abuse, and 1 count of aggravated child endangerment.
Kansas Governor Jeff Collier has signed an education bill despite a multi-million-dollar flaw in the bill's language.
Because of an accounting error, the bill calls for a $454 million spending increase, which is $80 million less than intended. The bill is aimed at addressing a state Supreme Court's ruling that funding for schools is inadequate. A lawyer for the school districts that sued the state said the bill doesn't do enough to address that problem. During Tuesday's signing at a Topeka high school, the governor spoke in support of the bill but called on lawmakers to fix the error when they reconvene April 26th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The mother of a man shot by a Wichita police officer in a deadly swatting incident spoke in front of the Wichita City Council yesterday.
Lisa Finch spoke for over 26 minutes, saying she had nightmares of the December 28th incident.
I want what happened to my son to be kept in front of the public. This has been an overhaul of our entire family.
Mrs. Finch believes that neither the investigation nor the decision by Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett to not file charges in the officer-involved shooting was fair and demanded answers. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tried several times to keep Mrs. Finch within her allotted speaking time.
Why were we handcuffed?
Lisa, we've given you over 15 minutes.
And I'm not done.
Would you like to make an appointment?
Why?
I'll give you the entire day in my office. I will set aside...
Will you answer my questions?
I will set aside...
I want to finish this.
Speakers in the public agenda segment of the meeting are allowed 5 minutes. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
One person is dead after an engine exploded in flight on a Southwest Airlines flight diverted to Philadelphia.
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly in a video message said his company's investigation is just beginning, but adds the entire organization is feeling this tragedy.
This is a sad day, and our hearts go out to the family and loved ones of the deceased customer.
The National Transportation Safety Board is also ramping up its look at what caused one of the plane's engines to break apart as it headed from New York to Dallas. Cockpit recorders will be analyzed in Washington. It's the first passenger death in an accident involving a U.S. commercial airline in nearly a decade. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Soccer baseball at home last night and again tonight. We'll have highlights and previews coming up in sports.
Teen shoots his younger brother in East Wichita. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. A teenager shot his younger sibling in East Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Monday afternoon in the 800 block of North Batten.
A 14-year-old male and 13-year-old male brothers were in a bedroom to play a video game. A handgun was in this bedroom, and the 14-year-old male was handling the gun when it was discharged and struck the 13-year-old male.
The younger brother hospitalized with a gunshot wound to the chest in serious condition. He is expected to survive. The 14-year-old was arrested for juvenile criminal possession of a firearm, aggravated battery, and possession of marijuana.
U.S. officials say CIA Director Mike Pompeo has met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Fox News Chief White House Correspondent John Roberts has more.
The premise of those talks would have been to lay the groundwork for a possible meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Now, President Trump has been speaking since Easter in very positive terms about the potential for a meeting with Kim Jong-un, saying it could happen sometime in late May or maybe even early June. And today at Mar-a-Lago, as he was meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, President Trump indicating that talks have been taking place at the highest level.
President Trump hoping to meet directly with Kim soon.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And right now in traffic, things looking good. The traffic volumes are really starting to pick up out there. Not seeing it causing any big slowdowns at this time. And the gasoline price in Wichita, $2.49 a gallon, but I did spot $2.46 at Meridian and Grand in Hayesville. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, good morning.
Seems to be a lot of gunk in the air this morning.
Yeah, the dust is definitely blowing all over the place due to those winds.
Yeah. What do we got for a forecast today then?
Well, winds are going to stay strong all day today, okay. Northwest 20 to 35 miles per hour. So again, still going to be dealing with some of the blowing dust and the fire danger. Plenty of sunshine today, though. Temperatures are actually a little bit cooler. It's a cold front that came through and brought those northwest winds. So you're looking at a high temperature of 65 this afternoon, not the 80s we saw yesterday.
Yeah. What about tonight and tomorrow then?
Well, tonight it's going to be turning colder then with that front passing through. So thankfully the winds will lighten up, but that with clear skies is going to allow temperatures to fall to about 34 degrees. So actually looking for some frost first thing tomorrow morning.
Wow. There's quite a fluctuation in temperature the last few days, up and down about 20, 30 degrees at times.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the place. But thankfully we've got rain on the way for the weekend.
Oh, really? When are you looking for that? Friday, Saturday, somewhere in there?
Yeah, definitely about Friday night should start moving in here. And then throughout the day on Saturday, just some widespread off and on showers with a few non-severe thunderstorms. Definitely exactly what we need.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you, Katie. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita, 86. The record for the date, 92. So we didn't get close to that. Normal high, 68 degrees. That's the normal. 7:13, Steve and Ted. Of course, we've been talking about the dry conditions and the fire conditions around, and Oklahoma's been hit by some deadly wildfires.
Yep, not good.
Yeah, Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso is with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
How are you?
So we've got these we've got fires around Kansas and then down in Oklahoma. They've turned deadly. Tell us about that.
Yeah, over 300,000 acres have burned across parts of western Oklahoma. At least two major wildfires there. The 34 complex fire near Woodward. It's about 45% contained. The Ray Fire near Leedy, Oklahoma, about 3% contained. These things are bad news. Barely contained. They've been blamed for two deaths. Also, nine injuries. The National Weather Service issuing an evacuation order for an area near the towns of Sealing and Oakwood in Dewey County. Outside help has obviously come in statewide and from other states to battle these wildfires. At least four tanker aircraft have been deployed to conduct water drops on these fires. An air evacuation was called to the wildfire about 8 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma, reportedly due to a burned firefighter. Two Butler firefighters managed to escape after their fire truck was overrun by flames. And I've seen pictures of these fire vehicles just completely charred out. And dangerous weather conditions persist. High temps, low humidity, and strong winds have also led the National Weather Service to issue red flag warnings from western Oklahoma, western Colorado, central Arizona, north Texas, and your neck of the woods, southwest Kansas, near Dodge City, Kansas. Though it looks like some weather relief might also be headed your way.
You know, and for firefighters on the line on these things, just like a forest fire is too, but the wind shift is what they fear, because the wind shifts and that fire can turn around and come in the other direction, and that's
changes everything.
Yeah, that changes the whole picture.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got two dead that we know of in Oklahoma wildfires this morning.
Yeah.
And you said nine injured?
Yeah, two dead, nine injured, and the threats, you know, still persist with these red flag warnings out in high winds and hot temps. I'm sure that Oklahomans are praying that some of that rain that might be hitting your neck of the woods in cooler temps will certainly be hitting, you know, that region.
All right.
Fairly soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso talking about the deadly fires in Oklahoma. Of course, we've had our fire this morning in Park City we've been telling you about, and it's scary for those firefighters on the line because, like I said, when that wind shifts or whatever, that fire can start going in the other direction, and then you got some big problems.
Those photos he was talking about, I've seen those this morning where basically they took a photo of a fire truck, and then the fire kind of changed directions and just engulfed the truck.
Yeah.
And they had to sit there and wait, apparently, just to see if the firefighters that were in there were okay. They were, but rolled across it fairly quick, and that truck was destroyed.
Once again, the fire danger is there this morning and today. We've got as northwest wind gusting to 35 miles per hour right now. Okay. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted. On this date, April 18th in 1906, a devastating earthquake struck San Francisco, followed by raging fires. Estimates of the final death toll range from 3,000, between 3,000 and 6,000.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Never know for sure, but between 3,000 and 6,000 on this date.
Terrible, terrible.
In 1906, the great earthquake in San Francisco. 7:18, Steve and Ted. It's sports time with Ted Woodward. We're talking about baseball this morning, right, Ted?
Home week for Shocker baseball. Last night, getting things going against Central Arkansas, 24th-ranked Shockers. Pounding the ball early, scored four runs right away in the bottom of the first inning, and the Shockers kept things going. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game. It was right here on KNSS.
0-2 now, the pitch. Driven toward right center, has got a chance, it's going to get in the gap and bounce deep. The center fielder running it down before it gets to the track. Duga around third being waved home. Boyer will stop at second with a double, and Duga scores standing up to make it 7-0.
Shocks go on to win it 8-2. The winning pitcher, Preston Snavely, went five innings, only gave up one hit. Shocker pitching staff combines on a two-hitter in the 8-2 victory. Shocks are now 25-9 on the season. Right back at it again tonight at X Stadium. It's KNSS night at the ballpark. 24th-ranked Wichita State hosting the Kansas Jayhawks in the first meeting this year between these two. Mike Kennedy will have live pregame coverage beginning at 5:30 p.m. Game starts at 6 o'clock at X Stadium tonight. And, of course, you can listen to it live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. College women's golf action yesterday. The American Athletic Conference Championships in Palm Coast, Florida. And the Shockers competing in this conference for the first time and coming through huge on the individual side with senior Taryn Torgerson, who is from Bueller. She finished in first place to win individual medalist honors, shooting an 8-under par 64 yesterday. A birdie on a playoff hole got her the victory. She shot an eagle yesterday along the way to that 64 on a par 4 hole. That 64 yesterday ties for the fourth lowest round in NCAA Division I women's golf this season. She was just amazing yesterday winning that championship. Now she waits 1 week from today to find out whether she'll get an at-large bid, one of those 24 bids into the NCAA women's tournament. Taryn Torgerson, congratulations. Major League Baseball yesterday, doubleheader with the Kansas City Royals in Toronto, taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. Royals lose the opener 11-3. Lost the nightcap 5-4 in 10 innings. Royals had leads in both those games, could not hold on. Royals now at the bottom of the American League on a 7-game losing streak. The Royals will finish their series in Toronto with an afternoon game today. Live coverage begins at 2:30 this afternoon. Game starts a little after 3, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. College bowling up in Lincoln, Nebraska. The Intercollegiate Singles Championships are underway. We're down to the final 16 men and women bowlers in the nation. There are two Wichita State men still alive, two wins away from match play to getting to the national semifinals. And on the women's side, there are two bowlers from Newman University still alive. In fact, if they both win their first match this morning at 7:30, they would then face off against each other to see who would go to the national semifinals. Wesley Lowe of Wichita State on the men's side was number 2 in qualifying yesterday with a 2.05 average. Kristen Maychek from Newman was 6th in qualifying on the women's side yesterday with a 2.07 average. Hockey tonight, game 3 of the first round of playoff series. The Wichita Thunder is on the road visiting the Colorado Eagles at 8 o'clock tonight. Wichita trailing this best of 7 series 2-0. NBA basketball in the playoffs last night in Toronto. The Raptors beat the Wizards 130-119. Former Wichita State point guard Fred VanVleet coming off the bench for the Raptors. Only played a couple of minutes, missed a 3-pointer. Fred is still battling a bruised shoulder, and with a big lead, Toronto didn't play him all that much. See if he can rest up for game 3 on Friday. Toronto leads the Wizards in that series 2-0. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, it's 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A look at the Democratic frontrunner for president. That's coming up. Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire coffee, the freshest coffee in the Wichita area, because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office, just like Stephen Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
7:22, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Steve and Ted, mornings on KNSS is brought to you by Select Home.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.